Omicron is still infecting more than 100,000 people and killing about 2,000 people every day. So even though BA.2 doesn't appear to make people sicker than the original Omicron, just slowing down the decrease will lead to a lot more suffering and death. Here's Jeremy Lubin again at the University of Massachusetts.
There are going to be plenty of people getting sick and ending up on respirators and dying due to BA.2. So it's when it bites, it hurts.
And Lubin says it's impossible to rule out the possibility of another surge driven by BA.2.
It may be that the virus has to get to somewhere like 5-7%, and then all of a sudden once it has a foothold like that, it will take off.
That's a particular concern as mask mandates and other restrictions are being lifted around the country and people are really letting down their guard. Here's Samuel Scarpino again at the Rockefeller Foundation.
There is this lurking threat of BA2, and we need to make sure this isn't going to be a problem before we roll back all the mandates, before we tell everybody that it's safe.